Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simon Shin Samach Beis. And we had done some of Sif Gimel in yesterday's share, but we'll pick up and repeat a little bit what we did from the second line from the bottom on Resh Tez Zayin Amud Beis. And the Mechaber says, Mechitza Shinasis B'Shabbos. If the Mechitza was made on Shabbos, so Ksheira, the Mechitza still is a valid good Mechitza for you to carry with it on Shabbos, but you need the following caveats. V'hani Mili Shinasis B'Shabbos. If the person who made it did not realize he was desecrating Shabbos, so then it's a valid mechitza. And we did the Mishneh Berurah Yud Zayin Yud Ches yesterday, we won't repeat them. However, Avo B'Mezid, if a person made intentionally a mechitza on Shabbos, so in this situation, we take the worst case scenario. We consider it a mechitza that it would obligate a person for transgressing, throwing something from Rishus HaRabim into this enclosed area now, so we consider it a mechitza in terms of lahachmir olav to be over in Issa Shabbos. However, but not to allow him to go and carry within that area. And we've done this Mishneh Berurah as well in Sivkot and Yotes, and this is really what we had done yesterday. This was just to quickly remind us of what we learned in yesterday's shir. And now the Mechaber says, Vahani Mili, this is true over here, that a mechitza that was made on Shabbos, Bishogig, is acceptable, and but Bemezid is not. This is true, Shaloh Hayosham Mechitza Tchila, in a situation where there was no mechitza there from Friday, and you totally created the mechitza on Shabbos, either Bishogig or Bemezid. However, if there was a mechitza there previously, Aval Haysasham, the Hesira, the Chaz Ravanasis, but if it had previously a valid mechitza before Shabbos started, and then you took it down, the Mishneh Berurah will point out that Lav Davki, you took it down, if it came down, but even if you took it down and you remade it on Shabbos, the Mechaber Paskins, even if you did this, afilu b'mezid, chozra lehetera harishon, then it returns to its status of being in a closed area and you're allowed to carry within it, even though you intentionally took it down on Shabbos, and even if you intentionally put it back up on Shabbos, the Mechaber's very makel opinion is that this returns it to its original status of being an enclosed area for which you can carry within it. And he gives an example. Kigon Shnayim O Shlosh, if you have two or three people, we'll see why this is true, why we specifically mention this for two or three people. The same din applies even if one person did it. Shekifu b'machtzolos svivo sehem, who surrounded an area with mats in order to have it as an enclosed area that you can carry in. And this is done in a Rishus HaRabim, so you made it into Rishus HaYochid, and then the Hivdilu Gam Beineyem B'machtzolos, and then the individual people over here wanted to have their own private areas, so they further separated this larger area into three, let's say, smaller areas, the Erev U'Yachad, but they made an Erev Chatzeres over here to allow them to carry from one into the other. In this situation, Mutarim L'Taltel Mizel Azeh, they can go and in fact carry from one into the other over here. That's a regular case. Nothing yet was done to this to make this anything other than what you'd expect. But then niglalu hamachzolos. Here we get into the situation where if the mats over here were rolled up, so in other words, the mechitzas came down, nasu, it now reverts back to its original status of being a common area that doesn't have an eruv chatzeros between them, and therefore it would be also to carry within this area. Then chazuvin is parsu. If you then put out the mats, you unroll the mats again, so it returns back to its status. Afilu b'mezid, even if you did this intentionally, chazru leteren rishon, it returns back to its original status of being a separate rishus hayochef for each one, and they made an eruv together, and the eruvs allow you to carry from one into the other, and certainly they'll carry within your own area. Now, this is the makel opinion of the Mechaber. We will see momentarily that not everybody agrees with this. So now let's look at all the Mishneh Berurahs that we missed. Sifkat and Chof. The Mishneh Berurah says, if there was no mechitza there originally, then the dinim of Shogig and Mezid applied. The Huadin, likewise, the same halach would apply, ki shahaysa v'nistra kodim Shabbos. Even if there was a mechitza there before Shabbos, but it was destroyed also before Shabbos, so that's considered like there's no mechitza there. This is brought down in the Mogen Avram and the Tosefah Shabbos. Sivkot and Chof Aleph, if there was a mechitza there and he took it down on Shabbos, v'hesira, so he says, l'revutzenokat, this is coming to teach us an additional din over here, that even if he took it down, the kol shekein kishuhusu mimela, if it came down by itself, but even if you took it down, so then this halach applies, if you put it back up, then even if you did this all b'mezid, it returns to its original halachic heter status. The Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot and Chof Beis, and we're talking here about a situation, for example, where it was two or three people that put up the mats. Kigon shnayim v'chulei. Hayirachu litzaya b'pshitus. He could have done it very simply and said over here, b'ish echad. It could have been just one person. Shohay lo mechitza gemura, and he makes it an enclosed area with these mats. Shayod hayah mokum rishus hayochid, and turns into rishus hayochid. V'hesira b'shabbos, then he took it down on Shabbos. V'chazar v'yosah, then he put it back up. And that would have been the exact same case. So why did it say specifically a case of two or three people? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the Mechaber who came here to teach us, even if there are two or three people over here who now have an additional factor, not only do you have the larger enclosed area around all of them, but you have each of them in their own separate area. So when those walls come down in between them, you would think that the Erev Chatzeres is destroyed. And now if you put it back, you might have thought that the Erev Chatzeres doesn't return. But nevertheless, he tells us, so then when they put the mats back, if they were there present at the beginning of Shabbos, and even though you took them down, b'mezid, and you put them back up, b'mezid, so the entire thing, according to the Mekel opinion of the Mechaber, reverts back to its status of being able to be carried within entirety, the all three areas from one to the other. You surrounded it over here with these mats. You did this before Shabbos starts on a weekday. And you did them correctly. They weren't flimsy mats. They were sturdy. They were held down properly. They weren't blowing in the wind. Canal b'sif aleph, as we already learned, if they're blowing in the wind, they're not considered good mechitzos. And therefore, by putting up these mats in this proper way, so before Shabbos, he made it into Rishos HaYochid. So even if it comes apart on Shabbos and you put it back together, it retains its status of the Rishos HaYochid according to the Mechaber. And these three people, they made an Erev Chatzeres between them. The Av Shamach Chatzeles Mavsik Beneim, because you have the mats in between them, so therefore you wouldn't be allowed to carry from one into the other unless you made an Erev Chatzeres. But you might think that there's no Pesach, because you have mats over there. So the mats can functionally serve both as a wall separating them, but also as an entranceway. You can easily push the mats aside and use it both as a passageway as well as a wall. Dino kilu yesh kosel or pesach. This has halachically the status of a wall with a door in it, an opening in it, or a chalon or a window b'neim that allows you to be misari to go and do an eruv chatzeros between the different rishuyos. Shereshus biyodim l'arev yachad. He brings down from the rush. In this way, you're allowed to go and make an eruv chatzeros, and one can go and so to say, participate in the area of the other through the window or the door, and in this situation, through the machatzelos as well. Then, the Mishnah says, Sifkot Nchafei, Niglu hamachatzelos, if the mechitzos over here got rolled up, in other words, they went away, Shesivo Sein, Vinispatlu hamachitzos, and now you've rolled them up, and you no longer have the walls over there, so then at this point, you're not allowed to carry. But if you returned it, then you would be allowed to carry. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Nchavav, afilu b'mezid, and this is the opinion of the Mechaber. And this is a very makel opinion, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, however, v'das rov ha-poskim, there are many, many that disagree with this Mechaber, and he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tez Zayin, this includes Rashi, Tosos, the Rosh, seems to be Mashmos of the Rif and the Rambam as well. And the only opinion over here is the Ran in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, who's essentially the source over here of the Mekel opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is really a Das Yechidoi. And he brings down as well that everybody agrees with these Rove other poskim, including the Bach, the Nachlat Svi, the Mabusha Yontiv, the El Yeraba, the Chemid Moshe, and they all disagree over here with the Morgan Avram, who brings down over here that the Rosh also is Modi Loran Lahokel. So the bottom line is, he brings down as well, the Vilna Gaon is Mashma to be Machmer over here too, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that the majority of the poskim disagree with this lenient opinion of the Mechaber. And they in fact hold that the Mechitza Shenase Al Yoda B'Shabbos Rishus Yochid, if the Mechitza turns it into Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, Lo Amrinam, we do not say, like the Mechaber did, the Chozer Leheter HaRishon Kishenas B'Meidah, that it returns to its original status of being permitted to carry in, even though you did it b'mezid. That's what the Mechaber said, but these other Rishonim disagree and say, no, the only time you'd be allowed to carry in this rock in Belav Hochi Hoya Osa Mok Rishus HaYochid, it would only be in a situation where this really was a Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa anyway. Shaya Mukaf Mechitzos, it had real Mechitzos around it. V'osa Mechitza B'emsa, and you just made inner Mechitzos in it. Shaya Do Nischalku HaDayorin. In this way, you have three separate areas. Each of them can have their own private area. And then they made an Erev Chatzeres, Erev Kol Achas Bifnei Atzmos, to allow them to carry. This is all Midirabanan. And therefore, Kishin this is why midrabanan, if the inner mechitzas fell down, you no longer can carry one to the other because there's no separation between them. And they're also midrabanan to carry one to the other. And that's why, in this situation only, if they made it b'mezid, you'd be allowed to carry from one to the other. It reverts to its original status over here. After basiyoso, even though you went over Nisa Daraisa to put back the mechitzos, nevertheless, mikomokom, Chazer leheter rishon. Even these poskim agree that in this situation, it's really a rishus hayachid anyway. So you're only, so to say, transgressing a derabbanan over here when you went and put it up daraisa, even though the act of putting it back up may have been an issa daraisa. But it went from being a rishus hayachid midaraisa to being a rishus derabbanan that you're not allowed to carry in, but midaraisa you're allowed to carry in this situation. Kivin shebalav hoch, you gam ken rishus hayachid. It really is a rishus hayachid. Veino bo arak lechalika diyarin. And it's only rabbinically over here that it's separating it into the separate areas. Therefore, vagam bazeh, davko kishavar hoysa shal machitza el shenofla. In this situation, when there was a machitza and it fell down, or the rov poskim allowing you to carry still here, even though you put it back up and mazed. Avilum lo haisa shal machitza vaso b'shabbos. But if there was no machitza there and you put it up on Shabbos, avshu rak lechalek diorin, even though over here all it's doing is separating them out one to the other, then it would be osur. These rov poskim would not allow you to go and carry in this area, even though there originally was a machitza, it fell down, and now you put it back up. Again, that was a little bit complicated, but I hope it was clear. Now we move on to Se'if Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Svina, a boat. Mutal talto b'chula. On a boat, you're allowed to carry on the entire boat. It's considered one rishus hayochid. Afilu hi yosem mi beis sasayim. Even though the boat may be bigger than a beis sasayim. The chashiva mukefes ladira. The boat is considered totally enclosed for the purposes of living. And therefore, as we pointed out, if you have an enclosed area, if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, but it was Mukaf Ladira, you're allowed to go and carry within the entire area. And the Ramah adds, V'ayin Lekamen and Simen Shin Samach Vav, V'sof Simen Shin Pei Beis, for further details about this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Zayin tells us that you should look specifically over there in Simen Shin Samach Vav, in Siv Beis, in the Ramah, in the Hagah, and in Dirshu footnote number 11, he gives us those details. And he says, Shom Nizbar, it says over there, Shem Yesh B'Svina Batim HaShayochim Li'anoshim Nifrodim, V'im Ok. If the boat has cabins within it that are separate cabins for individuals and they eat inside of those separate cabins, then then it's like an apartment building. And if you want to carry in the common areas, you have to make an Erev Chatzeros. There are additional dinim over here that are brought down by the Ramah over there, Ayin, and the rest of Dirshu footnote number 11 for those dinim. Mechaber continues and he writes, Kifah ladur tachta. If you overturn the boat, so let's say you're dealing with something like a very large rowboat, and you turn it upside down so that the bottom of the boat, the floor of the boat, is now essentially a roof, and the sides of the boat are inverted. So instead of them sloping downwards towards the bottom of the boat, they're sloping upwards towards over here, towards the roof. In any event, the boat is overturned. So you're doing this in order to be able to live underneath the boat. You're going to use that as a house. It will protect you from the elements. So in this situation, heavy rishus hayochid, afo leah. So not only is underneath the boat an enclosed area, perfectly enclosed area, considered rishus hayochid, but even the top of the boat is also considered over here a rishus hayochid. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chavches because of the principle, the Arminan principle, the Zaloch Lamosh Misinai, good asik mechitzosa, that the mechitzos stretch upwards from a Haloch Lamosh point of view. We view the mechitzos not only as going down, but the machitzas also go up. And therefore, even this is a huge rowboat over here, let's say that you overturn, and the bottom floor of the rowboat, which is now the roof of the people living underneath the rowboat, but they want to walk on this roof, this has the status of being Rishus HaYachid, even though Afilu Yosem Beis HaSayim, Gam Kein Mutal HaTaltusham, we consider this din of good Osik, Mechitzasa, to go upwards and enclose, so to say, the entire roof now of this boat, the bottom of the boat that's overturned, you can walk on this and carry on this entire area. The Kivin de Lamata Mukaf Ladira, because the bottom part is considered Mukaf Ladira, so those machitzas are Mukaf Ladira, so Chashvinon Kilu Lamala Gamke Mukaf Ladira. So we likewise say that the extensions of the walls that go down go up as well, Minadin Halach L'mosh Misinai, good Osik, and therefore the entire area is enclosed. The issue footnote number 12 points out that it can't be that it stretches over the walls of the rowboat. In other words, the top flat part cannot extend beyond the mechitzos. If it does, then you have a problem. But otherwise, the entire top area, even if it's Yosem Beis HaSayim, is considered Hukaf Ladira based upon the bottom being Hukaf Ladira. Mechaber continues and he says, however, Kofal Lizovsa, if you turned it over not to live underneath the boat, but now you turned it over in order to go and put pitch on the bottom of the boat, there may be some holes in it and you wanted to go patch it up and repair it, so now it's not Mukaf Ladira purposes, therefore, Ein Metalpilin Bo, you're not allowed to carry underneath the boat as well as on top of the boat, Elabi Arba Amos, you can only carry up to 4 Amos. im hu yosu misasayim. This is true if it's later than larger than a beis asayim, because if it's larger than a beis asayim, so then it has the halachi status of being mukaf, but not l'shem dira. And an area that's mukaf, not l'shem dira, we've mentioned many times now, the rabbis made a prohibition over here. It's too easily confused with the shus harabim, and therefore you're not allowed to carry in it more than dalet amos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavtes tells us the bazeh shekal for lezov. So when you overturned it over here for the purposes of putting pitch on the bottom, bitel mechitzosel mitaras dira. You've removed the mechitzos from functioning as mukaf ladira, and therefore v'lachein af tachteha ein metatlin ba. Even underneath the boat, you can't go and carry elabi arba amos except for a distance of 4 amos. Kivin sheyosim beis asayim. Since underneath the boat, it's also greater than the beis asayim, and the same rule applies. And certainly because you're kilamala, and certainly above, you can't. If you can't carry below, you certainly can't carry above. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Bakol osim mechitza. You're allowed to make mechitza out of any material. For example, bekelim, you could use utensils, obukofos, you could use saddles. Again, they're talking here about situations most of the time where a person's stuck out in the middle of nowhere and he doesn't have a lot of raw materials to go and make this. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sivkot and Lamed, Av shehein asidin linot alachar Shabbos. You're obviously going to need this saddle after Shabbos. Nevertheless, during Shabbos, it can function over here as a saddle. The Mechaber continues and he says, Bein shel erev levad, and this is true if you only have a horizontal, we're talking here about flimsy walls, if you only have a horizontal wall, kegon shel chavolim. For example, you have a post in the ground, and then you attach ropes to it, and then you attach it to another post, so you have basically just horizontal strings or ropes going from one post to the other. So this is a valid flimsy mechitza over here under these situations. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if Kot Lamed Aleph, Hamesuchim al Yisedos have to cause baris. The ropes are connected by posts that are knocked into the ground, but the posts could be 20 feet away from each other, and you just have the ropes in between. So these ropes are only horizontally, but because of the principle of Lavud, as we'll see, they make a halachically valid mechitza in this situation. And this is true in the vertical direction as well. Osho Shasi, you only have vertical posts, Levad only. Kigon, Konim, Nuts, and Baritz, you just have post after post after post with nothing connecting them. Umutarim at Sasayim. This is halachically, these flimsy walls are good up to a base Sasayim. A base Sasayim or less, they are perfectly good mechitzos, even though they're flimsy. And this is true, Afilu Liyoche Biyisha. This is true even for a person in the city. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Lamed Gimel that you might have thought, Rotz Lomer, Af Shebiyisha of Yochol Lahasig Mikama Mimalasos Mechitza Tova. In the city, you might have said he has plenty of resources, he'll be able to make a better mechitza. We don't allow these flimsy mechitzos. So the Chiddush over here is Afilu Hochi Mikalinam Ba'ad Beis Sasayim. Up to and equal to a base Sasayim, we allow him to use even these flimsy mechitzos in the city. And certainly, if he's out in the valley, he's out in the road someplace, and he's stuck Erev Shabbos, and he has nothing to do. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Beis, which we skipped, says, Atzasayim velo Yosef, but not more than a Beis Asayim. Afilum hikif lodur l'shtamisham. Here, even if it's Mukaf Ladira, these flimsy mechitzas don't work to be called Mukaf Ladira. Kivin shi mechitza grua, because this is a flimsy mechitza, shasi below Erev, just vertical and not horizontal, but Erev velo shasi, or it's just horizontal and not vertical. We learned all this previously in previous Shurim on Simon Shin Samach and in the Bir Halach over there as well. Finally, Mechaber concludes and he says over here, Obavad, in order to allow this principle of love to work, they have to be within love of each other. In the horizontal situation over here, we have two posts 10, 20 feet apart from each other and just ropes attaching one post to the other post. So you have several ropes over here. So you can't have between one rope and the other rope in the vertical space between these horizontal ropes. You can't have over here, Bein Chevel L'Chaveru, or Bein Kona L'Chaveru, or in the vertical post, you can't have a horizontal distance between the multiple vertical posts that is more than Shlosha Tefachim, because if it's more than 3 Tefachim, then you lose the principle of Lavud. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if Kot Lamed Dalet, therefore, Lufizia, based upon what we just said, Yochol Lasos Mechitza Shel Asor Tefachim, you can have over here a Mechitza that is 10 Tefachim tall, B'Arboa Chavolim, with only 4 ropes, or in Bishlosha Chavolim, Machzik Ov Yen Yosim Tefach, or if you have 3 ropes and all together, their width over here is going to be greater than a Tefach, you can even manage to make a Mechitza out of 3 ropes, Yochol Lasos Mechitza Yidei Shlosha Chavolim. How would you do this? Kigon. Sheminia chevel hatachto on the bottommost rope, the pachos mishlosha somuch liorets, is 2.9, let's say, above the ground. So there's lavud to the ground, so that's halachically considered as fully filled in. You make another 2.9, so to say, up to the second horizontal rope. So now you're at a total of 5.8 from the ground. And then you make another 2.9, so now you're up to 8.7, and then when you have the 4th rope, you'll be above 10 tefachim. And if you only have 3 ropes, so then you have each one at 2.9, but each rope itself takes up a space of, let's say, 0.2 or 0.3. So when you add all these 0.2 or 0.3s together, plus the space in between the three ropes, so now you have a total of Yonshia Asar Tvachim. So the total over here, combined together, is going to be 10 Tvachim, making it a perfectly good Mechitza. Sivkot Lamed Hei. When the same thing applies with the vertical post, and in both of these situations, both with the horizontal and vertical post, the Mishnah says, "V'lo aminu b'zeh shaparitz merubal omer." We don't say that the space is greater than the solid. And normally, when you have the space in between mechitzas is greater than the solid part, it ruins it. Here it doesn't, because the lavud kisosum damya, because lavud halachically means that it's as if it's filled in, and there is no halachic space over here. With this, we conclude today's shir.